Oh, yo, it's Emperor time!
I got a little story for you. I have had the pleasure and the honor of speaking at a conference with one of my favorite designers out there. His name is Claudio Guglieri. He works at Microsoft. He's like really good at outputting great design, in my opinion. And anyway, he talks about home and what home means. For people like us who have moved around a lot, you know, we don't really relate to having a physical location to be our home. And he talked about spending most of his time in digital locations. Whether it is, you know, his design tool or social media, responding to emails or whatnot. And he kind of made a really pretty good argument that home is kind of transitioning from your location to where you spend most of your time. And we just happen to spend most of our time in our phones. So if you consider your phones to be home, you know, there's a lot of sentiments that come with that, like, you know, a lot of intimacy that comes with that. And you grow really connected to the way your home is set up, the way you navigate your home. And I think that is my lens for interpreting this latest set of changes to Android and Android P that changes the navigation, you know, kind of a fast follow to the iPhone 10, which also changes navigation. And imagine changing navigation of your home, the place you spend most of your time in. And all of a sudden, for some reason, the doors are a different way. The way you open the door is different. The way you go to the bathroom is different. The way you do your most essential things are different. And I'm curious to hear what you think about this new Android design and the way you navigate it, and how does it resonate with you as you navigate your own home in your pocket?
Okay. I moved like 2 months ago from one apartment to the other. So I literally changed my home. It is different. And there's things I like about the new one that are better than the old one. And there's things I like about the old one that are better than the new one. That being said, I installed Android P yesterday and I am getting used to it. And there are things that I like that are better about it. And there is almost nothing that I like better about the old one. I'm fully converted to this new system already.
So you've upgraded your house.
Yeah, I feel like I got like a better house. Number one, I've been like a launch bar / spotlight / Alfred fan of Mac OS X for like ever. If you have a quick launcher or a quick switcher built into your app, I'm going to be the one to use it. I love nothing better than fast navigation. And Android P allows me the coolest interaction, which is the little swipe up into the app switcher, and I immediately have a search bar from anywhere, right? So I keep most of my apps not in folders. I keep them not on the home screen, just like in the library, you know? I just keep the apps out that I use routinely, that I want to use routinely. But there is the time that, like, I need a lift. So now I can just swipe up, immediately type, like, LF, boom, I just did it right now. I have the Lyft app open, and it literally took, like, under a second kind of situation. I think that is the coolest thing. On iOS, I use Spotlight a lot, but you still like got to go back to the home screen and do it. And Spotlight's real slow. And like, it just does not feel cool. This feels cool. And then also I used to use the double tap on the app switcher button to go back to the last app a lot. It was a behavior that I picked up and then I used pretty often. And the new phone, I just swipe right on that bottom bar now, just real quickly. And it takes me to the last app. It feels way cooler. It's not really any different, but it feels a little better, which I mean, the iPhone did this like whatever a year ago now, and it looked really cool, but I never got an iPhone 10, so I've never used it. So this is really like my first experience with that interaction on a daily basis, and I love it. So those are the two things I think are the biggest deal to me. I think I was skeptical about the visual design changes to notifications and stuff like that, but across the board, I love it all. It feels really nice. And I'm happy with my new home. It feels like an upgrade.
Okay, we should back up a bit and describe what actually happened. So with Android P, there's a new navigation paradigm where they've gotten rid of their three icons,
which were back, home, and multitask.
Correct. Or like triangle, circle, and square. And they've gotten rid of that and they've adopted a kind of elongated, rounded rectangle pill thing.
We'll call it the handlebar.
The handlebar. It borrows from iPhone 10. And this is my moment, Charlie, to tell tell you that I fucking called it, like however long ago we recorded the predictions for the new iPhone. I described this exact behavior.
You literally described it exactly what they did. Well, I like want to go back in time and just satiate your ego to the highest level. I had a bunch of predictions that were all off base. You hit the exact same thing that they did. You drew it out exactly the same.
Okay, cool. So now we have this kind of like a joystick that you can do some, shortcuts to navigate your phone. And I agree with you, man. I like it a lot. I've been wanting this for over a year, and I think it has a bunch of possibilities that open up when you are able to abstract those actions to just like this little joystick thing. I don't know if I agree with you with the spotlight comparison. You know, if what you want is a search, I feel like there are ways to make that a bit smoother. Like the fact that you have to swipe up, tab the search button or the search field and then type, I think, you know, it's better than before, but it still feels a little clunky.
But ergonomically, it's really interesting because you swipe your finger up exactly to where you have swiped it up. You can now immediately tap. It's like one smooth motion, and then the keyboard is there immediately for you to start typing. So I do like it because it doesn't require me touching all over the screen or like looking all over the screen. It's just like real quick and smooth. I get it. It could be better in some way, but like it's pretty good right now.
I mean, we're both, I would say, similar users of OS X, which is hashtag no doc.
Mac OS, just
whatever, I don't care.
Okay, good.
But the idea of pressing command space and then you have access to your entire computer, that is pretty amazing. And we don't quite have that feeling on your phone yet. Like there's no one thing I can do that gives me that superpower.
I do agree. I believe that it can be pushed much further than it is right now.
But you know, this is the baby step towards that. And I think getting people attuned with the idea that apps function like Windows on an OS, right? Like now when you swipe that button up, it's the multitask screen or whatever it's called, that makes it appear like there's so much more than one app per instance, right? And I think that starts to open up the mind space for the types of interactions that we do on your desktop.
Okay, so another thing, they also have these like contextual buttons that pop up now, right? So like right now I just swiped up my sort of library of apps, and on the right is like message Andrea over WhatsApp. Andrea's my wife. That makes a lot of sense. That might be something I might do immediately after this podcast. And on the left is a map to Whole Foods, because I guess I go to Whole Foods a lot during this time of day, which is true. And I really love the idea of contextual. Oh, wait, this sounds crazy because I'm so against the touch bar, but I had this self-awareness that to know that I'm fighting against something I normally say. But I do really like the idea of really smart contextual buttons based on my behaviors. The touch bar is a little different only because it's not like contextual to my behaviors. It's contextual to what people generally do in the application, right? This is a little smarter. This really knows me pretty well already within a day. And I think that is a great way to develop software at this point in time.
I will take that as a win. You love the touch bar. We are now settled.
I totally ruined the touch bar argument with that.
One other thing that I think is pretty brilliant here is connecting software with hardware. Like the fact that the volume UI shows up around where the volume buttons are. That feels really, really powerful. When you flip your phone, surfacing the rotate icon near where that menu is, like they're moving away from one hub where all the UI is and where all the UI comes from, and tying the UI to like different spots around the phone that kind of augment what those buttons do. I think it's really exciting.
Interestingly, I had my phone on a table and I wanted to take a screenshot. And you know, it's like kind of awkward to take a screenshot on an Android device because the two buttons that you have to press to do it are on the same side of the phone. So when you're gripping the phone, it works really well, but on the table, not so good, right? Mm-hmm. But I had remembered when I had used the like power button the other day that there's now a shortcut to taking a screenshot there. So I just held the power button down for a second and then I just tapped the screenshot button and I was like, wow, I didn't know really why that's there, but already within one day, it was convenient once.
It's almost like it's another argument in favor of the touch bar, isn't it?
Maybe I'm a touch bar fan and I'm repressing it. We'll find out. But
oh my God.
I also actually, at the same time, time. Today I was complaining to Andrea because I was trying to expose my windows off my screen and the touch bar wasn't responding. So there you go. There's my counter argument. Touch bar needs to work in order to win me over.
It'll happen in time. What else? Okay, so let's talk about, you touched the topic of notifications briefly, and I think it's worth talking about. What's remarkable is that they are, how do you put it? They're like objectifying the UI. They're making the UI feel tangible and chunky, which is a departure from their previous, you know, direction, which was more fluid and adaptive to the screen itself. Now it feels like each notification is like a thing. It's like a giant chunky thing that you can grab and swipe away and do things and, you know, manipulate it. How do you feel about that?
I thought I was going to dislike it. In practice, I love it. I think they're actually beautiful. Like, they feel like they just have like just the right amount of white space for me to like conceptualize what it is. They're probably big. I think they could be denser, but I don't want them to be denser because they feel so good. Number two is the notification functionality stuff that's been introduced is fantastic. For example, I guess every morning for the past, you know, 2 years or something on my Android phone, I have swiped away the weather notification every morning. And this morning when I did it, it was like, hey, do you actually want to keep seeing this notification? And I was like, nah, I guess I don't. And I just like tapped that button and now it's gone. And like the phone is making me swipe one less time a day. And I appreciate that.
And that is typical of living in California. As soon as I moved to New York City, I was so grateful for that notification. But in California, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great. I know that. I don't need that notification. You know, the phone is teaching you to use it less. And that's, I think, a pattern that is worth calling out, that technology is growing the conscience. Technology is telling you, hey, don't use me as much. We saw during I/O that there's a series of features that are supposed to bring awareness to how you use the phone, and even introducing functionality to help you take a break from using certain apps, which feels like, you know, it is a responsible thing to do. And we're now kind of entering, I guess, growing up from adolescence when it comes to mobile usage and into adulthood and, you know, using responsibly to some sort. It reminded me of whenever Metal Gear 4 was launched, what, like a decade ago? I think it was the first game that asked you to take breaks if you play for more than, I don't know, like a couple hours or something. Like the game would stop and they would be like, hey, take a break for 15 minutes. Which, again, it was the gaming industry kind of maturing to introduce that responsibility, which I thought was really interesting that now the mobile usage has gotten to that point where we feel like it's our duty as technologists to, you know, create technology that is responsible. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's intrusive or like is the hand-holding condescending or do you appreciate it?
I think that in general, design and technology needed to show value and purpose, but it has delivered value and purpose to the world, but it almost got like too good at it, right? Like there's too much information and too much to do now. So it's the next like logical step, right? Like I think most design jobs that are about product design are going to be about crafting just extremely meaningful, valuable experiences from this point going forward, right? Like meaningful engagement is the new engagement. Like if the thing doesn't deliver just like the best experience to people, people won't use it because they have like a limited amount of time and that's like their currency and they're going to spend it wisely and they're going to not spend it if it's not valuable to them.
Yeah, I have a few friends that are not in tech at all. They don't work in tech. They choose not to participate in tech. And oftentimes they ask me how I feel about the ethical repercussions of working on products that think of progress as like engagement. And I usually use this metaphor, and I think you've heard me say it before, but I think of the tech industry as kind of like analogous to the pharmaceutical industry, where, you know, there's certainly ways in which you could abuse that, and it leads to pretty awful results. And I think technology has that potential. But I think we're getting to the point now where we're understanding what that potential is. And, you know, the least charitable way to put it is like if we're making cigarettes, now we're putting in the box the picture of the lungs. They kind of like the other side of using it. A bit more charitable way of saying that is, you know, we're adding the ingredients to the packaging. So we know what we're consuming. And I think, you know, depending where you stand on that debate, you can choose a side. But I think we can all agree that giving people more information is better so that they can, you know, have a more informed use of technology and feel more in control of how they interact with it.
My viewpoints on technology are very optimistic compared to that. I don't think that it's even close to something that is known to kill people. I believe so much in connecting people, and like so many valuable experiences in my life have been through connecting to people online. And I think that's extremely valuable. It's about making sure that those are the moments that are happening and not moments that are wasting your time. Because if you're wasting your time online and you're not with people you love because of it, that's a net loss, right? So that's why I like the notifications in Android P, just because they are basically trying to make you aware of how you're using your time, and therefore it's doing like a positive thing, right? People can choose to do what they want to do with their time, but being aware of what you're doing is like, I think, advantageous to getting into the best spot that you can be in for yourself.
Last thing I want to mention is kind of the elephant in the room here, which is the fact that Android pretty much ripped off iPhone 10. And there's a bunch of paradigms that are inspired by iOS, which for me feels inevitable to a certain degree. There's a long history of Apple setting a paradigm and the rest of the industry following that when it comes to hardware and software. So, you know, I'm not surprised that this is what happens and Android is taking upon the pattern and improving upon it in many ways. And I don't like how Instagram took some of the Snapchat patterns and improved upon them. What do you think about this? I think it's pretty fucking depressing, man. It's just like the natural course of things. Like everything is taking the shape. Somebody makes something and then somebody else make that something plus one and so on. And that's kind of how everything snowballs into how we think of technology. And the depressing thing about it for me is that nobody really cares. As long as the product is providing value, nobody cares who made it first or who was the most innovative one. The only thing that matters is like, does this fit my needs right now? Yes or no, which kind of renders the designers as being aware of the zeitgeist and critique it and figure out ways in which they could improve it marginally, as opposed to define what the zeitgeist is, which, you know, you could argue is the difference between a designer and an artist. But you know, for me, it's just pretty limiting in terms of what a designer does. You can extend that broader, a product team does or a tech company does. It's just you look at the zeitgeist and you figure out ways in which you could improve upon it marginally.
I think I'm completely opposite here. I feel hyped beyond compare that they've taken on this paradigm, because iPhone 10 proved that this is a really good way to operate your phone, right? Android adopting something that's remarkably similar to it has now caused us to have a standard navigation model, which is super exciting because people who are using phones could switch between Android and iOS and have like far less difficulty adapting. Like in 5 years, I'd imagine this will be the standard model that most Android phones and most iPhones will be using for navigating through the system. Like it works really well. Everyone's hyped on it, both across platform. So guess what? That's great for people because they don't have to learn anything new when they switch between phones or whatever. Like it lowers the barrier to entry in one particular way. I understand that it like is defeating because, okay, that model is now solidified. So yeah, it's only like iterations on it essentially. But I don't know, scrolling got unified across platforms, like that's kind of like off the map. Like you can't really like change scrolling too much now. But I think for like navigation and stuff like that, I think it's better to have standards and have them be cross-platform. So I'm into it.
I mean, as a user, especially as a impatient user, I'm into it. Like you said, like I learned one thing in one phone and the other phones function similarly. Super into it. As a creator, it just narrows the playing field so much. And I'm not talking just about navigation. I'm talking about, you know, is there a headphone jack or not? What do the notifications look like?
Well, I hope iOS rips off Android's notifications. That would be fantastic.
Right, but then it becomes a game of like cat and mouse, like who rips off who? Which again, it makes designers' responsibility about understanding the zeitgeist. Like an iOS designer now needs to look at Android and be like, can we pick some of that stuff to bring it to iOS? Just like an Android designer is looking at iOS and be like, can I pick some of that stuff and bring it to Android?
But like, you're not losing competition, right? There's still innovation that's happening because it's this back and forth game between two, like, right? Like, iOS and Android are competing. And because of that, we're having competition and innovation. And yeah, maybe they take on the other one's properties here and there, which make them seem more similar, but they're just both pushing towards like what they think is best. And in some cases, it's unification. In other cases, it's not.
I don't know if these teams are pushing towards what they think is best. I think it's more reactionary than that. And that's the thing that I think is defeating. And again, it goes beyond Android and iOS. There's also, you know, the way stories came about and many other patterns. They don't seem to come from a standpoint of, you know, we think this is best, therefore we're going to make this. It comes from a standpoint, which might be a better one, but the same point is, you know, this is what people are doing now, and we need to adapt ourselves so we can fulfill that need, rather than we need to define what that need is. So Android P, it's P good.
I think it's P good.
I think it's another triumph for Google. You know, they're moving closer and closer to be a company that is defined by good design and pervasive in ways that transcend mobile OSs. I mean, we haven't even talked about the robot making a haircut appointment, but you know, I think it's one step towards a future that I'm excited about. So I think that's worth celebrating.
I agree. And we want to know if you agree. So why don't you send us some messages on the Twitter? Or get in touch with us any old way. We're available, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Bread Time, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah.